Sir, I beg you to trust me. I know I made a mistake, but you must not paint me with the same brush you use for the others. Give me another chance, and I will prove myself to you, he gulped. Sir, allow me to continue to call upon your family, I pray you. Sir Percy looked sadly at him. Odds fish, I almost wish I could, Captain. You are a likeable young man, and I have enjoyed your company. But Violet's reputation is precious and cannot be threatened. You may continue your acquaintance with George for now, but I am sure you can understand the female members of my family will have to keep their distance. Frederick, in desperation, cried, Sir, this is not my fault. Sir Percy cried, Not your fault. Sink me, then whose is it? The baronet's words unrelentingly hammered Frederick's soul. Is someone else to blame for your attendance at Mr. Mannering's? Is it my wife's fault that you behaved in an overly familiar manner with my daughter? Is it Violet's plotting that led you to this not quite an understanding between you? Were all the ladies you have had difficulties with in the past out to snare you? Is it the king's fault that you have been in 4 duels in the last 6 years? Sir Percy rose. Tell me, sir, in all of your years, have you been responsible for anything? Frederick felt 6 inches tall. You told my wife that you knew of your reputation, and you promised her you would henceforth act in a responsible manner. You told my daughter that she makes you want to be a better man. Oh, yes, he said at Frederick's shocked look. Violet told me everything. Well, sir, is this, he slapped the scrap of newsprint, evidence of your reformation? Is this how you keep your word? Frederick, his world collapsing about him, could say nothing. Captain Tilney, it pains me to say this, but you are not good enough for my daughter. You will desist in your attentions to her. You will not call at my home. Do I make myself clear? Frederick fell back into his training, and he assumed a stance of attention. Perfectly clear, sir. Good. If you will excuse me, I have business elsewhere. Goodbye, Captain. Frederick stepped back to allow Sir Percy to exit the office. The baronet had his hand on the doorknob when he turned. I wish you good fortune in the future, sir. Truly, I believe there is a man somewhere in that uniform. It will be a happy day indeed if you find him. With that, he opened the door and left.